Today we're unpacking a beautiful promise tucked away in Proverbs 14:26. The verse says, "Those who fear the Lord have a secure fortress. Their children have a place of refuge." There are a number of things that resonated with me from this verse. And the first thing is, those who fear the Lord have a secure fortress. And in my head, I'm like, that's redundant, because a fortress in its very nature is secure. So why add secure before it? But then I was brought back to my English grammar class and reminded of what's called emphasis through adjectives. So while it's true that a fortress is inherently associated with security, by adding secure, God is saying, I'm not just safe. I am safe. You can trust me. Another thing is that the word fortress for a lot of us may be skewed, because those who promised to be a fortress, to be safe spaces for us, have disappointed us. And so God wanted to separate that kind of fortress from who he is and what he does. He wanted to reframe the word fortress and safe space for us. So he's saying, I'm not just a fortress. He's saying, I am impenetrable. I am strong. I am reliable. To those who fear me, to those who recognize me for who I am, to those who surrender their lives, their fears, their worries, their doubts to me, knowing that I'm in control. And the final beautiful thing about this morning's promise is that it's not just for us. It extends to our children, our families, and those we love. So as we walk in the fear of the Lord, as we anchor our lives in his love and grace, we also become a source of refuge for others. We become a fortress for others. We become safe spaces for others, or at least we're supposed to. So as you go about your day today, I want you to remember that you have a secure fortress in God. No matter what's happening, he's your strength, he's your shield, and he's your refuge. And as you walk in faith, my hope is that you also become security and safe spaces for those around you. That's our promise for this morning. Thank you for stopping by. I trust that you'll stop by again tomorrow. Have a good day.